Here we go, live from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, May 13, 2020. And here are the three big things you need to know right now. Three, well, it's still May, and the weather continues to punish us with silly cold temperatures. This might be the end of it, though. So hopefully no more in the 20s. Number two, COVID cases continue to trend downward, even though there was a small spike in fatalities Tuesday. The number of new cases remains very low. The number of people testing positive, under 7% now. And number one, Big Gretch, being dogged by controversy every day, it seems, like the Michigan State Police lawsuit, the Cherry Health entanglement in the issues with Tricia Foster, and the shady contract, just to cover a few. And now it's becoming clear that Big Gretch and the AG, Dana Nessel, or do you prefer the Loch Ness? Nessie, how about that? Not going to give up on the persecution they have begun against Owosso Barber 77-year-old Carl Mankey. Just a short time ago, you heard right here on this program, David Coleman, attorney for Mankey, tell us that Lara, which handles professional licenses in Michigan, has suspended Carl Mankey's license to cut hair. His barber license has been suspended. It happened after end of business yesterday. The grounds listed demonstrate how far the state is willing to go to exercise its vendetta against the 77-year-old Owosso barber. Here are the three things cited for summarily pulling the license. Number one, a violation of Governor Whitmer's executive orders. Orders that Coleman says aren't legal anyway because she doesn't have the legal authority to extend the shutdowns after 28 days without the blessing of the legislature. Here's the problem we have. People are confused as to whether or not the governor's orders are legal or not. In this case, David Coleman says they're not. Number two, they claim the two misdemeanors he's been charged with, although being charged with a crime doesn't mean you lose your license. Being accused of a crime doesn't mean you lose your license. Being convicted could get you there, maybe. And number three, it claims he violated the Department of Health and Human Services order to cease and desist, which, by the way, was denied by Circuit Judge Matthew Stewart in court on Monday. All of these grounds are not reasons to summarily suspend the man's license without a hearing or any due process. No due process whatsoever. And here on the program, last hour, Coleman said it is outrageous. Carl hasn't even been served yet. Coleman said, we're reviewing the legal options right now. I know we can get an emergency hearing with an administrative law judge right away, but an ALJ works for the governor, so that might not be a fair hearing. He called it police tactics. Police state tactics, an abuse of power. All of these things. And by the way, no word yet on whether Carl will be in the shop today. He hasn't been served that he doesn't have a license to cut hair. If he continues to cut hair, they might just arrest him right in front of everybody. God and everybody. Which is interesting considering Mankey told me on Monday on this program he wouldn't leave his shop cutting hair unless he was tasered or Jesus himself walked in. This is a really bad set of optics for the governor. A really bad set of optics for the attorney general. You're going to take down a 77-year-old barber who's just trying to pay his bills? You're going to give him a couple of billy club whacks, too? You're going to put your boot on him to make sure that everybody knows that you're in charge, that you rule supreme? Is that what you're going to do? Is that the plan, Big Gretch? How about you, Nessie? Is that the plan? Going to beat up the old man? By the way, that's elder abuse, pointed out by one of the listeners. That's elder. You're abusing a 77-year-old senior citizen, a man who's been paying taxes longer than you've been alive. A man who has been paying taxes longer than you guys have been alive because he's been sitting there serving the city of Owosso for 59 years. And because David Coleman isn't representing Carl on the licensing issue, at least not at this point, the attorney general tried to play dirty and tried to trick Coleman and say, yeah, I'm representing him, but he's not on that matter. And so they didn't properly serve anything. They can't take the license. There's been no hearing. There's been no service. There's been no due process. There's been nothing but police state tactics and nonsense. And this is what you're up against. And this is why the legislature sued the governor. It's why there are so many other lawsuits going out right now. In fact, here's one for you from, and I'm going to take a bit of this from M Live yesterday. The headline is, healthcare groups sue the governor. Say that Michigan's coronavirus curve has been flattened and call emergency orders unconstitutional. But, well, because they are. A new federal lawsuit filed against the governor says the curve has been flattened. Michigan's state of emergency is unconstitutionally blocking healthcare services. The suit names Whitmer, Attorney General Dana Nessel, and Health and Human Services Director Robert Gordon on Tuesday. The suit was filed by the Mackinac Center Legal Foundation on behalf of four West Michigan medical providers and a patient seeking a knee surgery. The lawsuit claims the basis for Whitmer's March 10th state of emergency declaration was in part grossly inaccurate, and she used grossly inaccurate data from the Centers for Disease Control that forecast between 160 and 214 million coronavirus cases and as many as 1.7 million deaths. They're only off by 95% so far. 95% wrong so far. Thankfully, the goal of flattening the curve has been achieved and the dire predictions of overwhelmed hospitals have not come to pass, so read the lawsuit. Meanwhile, medical providers on the brink of financial ruin, facing extreme revenue shortages caused by the governor's order forcing postponement or cancellation altogether of so-called non-essential procedures. The lawsuit even cited Whitmer's own words that on April 27th, she acknowledged the curve has been flattened. Well, that was the goal. You said it happened. Graphics depicted that Governor Whitmer said more than 220,000 patients would be hospitalized without social distancing. But as of April 27th, there are only 3,000 hospitalizations. 3,000, not 220,000, 3,000. Less than 1.4% of the projected COVID-19 hospitalizations underlying the governor's declared states of emergency and disaster. 1.4%. Hospitals across Michigan are getting crushed, and across the country for that matter. Since states have banned lucrative elective procedures, it's led to mass layoffs at places like Beaumont, Henry Ford, Trinity, and every other hospital in the state looking at such possibilities. The lawsuit claims violations of constitutional due process rights. It asks a federal judge to deem Whitmer's executive orders unconstitutional and allow the reopening of healthcare facilities for what have been declared non-essential procedures. It's filed by Grand Health Partners, Grand Rapids, Wellston Medical and Wellston, Primary Health Services, Ludington, and Jeff Gulick, an Owosso resident seeking a knee replacement surgery. All of these things. But the police state tactics continue, attacking the 77-year-old barber. There you go. We'll get to a couple of phone calls right after the break here. We'll get to that. Don't worry. A couple of phone calls. We'll get to that. Quick break, though. You're on the Steve Greer Show. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Greer Show in the No Panic Zone. We'll be right back.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial. Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.